David Bowie floating in his tin can. Makes me wonder if he hadn't sort of fashioned some sort of marijuana smoking device out of a tin can before he wrote that song. It's the Doc and Woody Show at Shea 106.
A space bomb.
Yeah. Randall, you're ranting about weed after the 7:30 news today.
A new cannabis lounge has opened in Vanier.
So you just walk in with your own weed. You got to bring your own. You can't go down there and bum it from people, right?
No, that's not allowed.
Yeah, so if you were thinking of, hey, man, that's where to go.
And it's basically vaporizer, you know.
Or you vape.
Yeah, vape.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. And for like $5 or $7 for a membership for a day type of thing. And you go in there and you socialize with other pot smokers.
Okay.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Hey. What?
Knowing how cheap Randall is, he just walks in for the contact high. He just hangs around. Man.
Yeah. I was just here looking for directions. That's it. Maybe you've smoked a bomb and heard this.
Peanut butter, jelly. First you dig the peanuts and you dig them, then you crush them, then you spread them. Peanut butter, jelly.
That's the great Sharon, Lois, and Bram. You might have been the age, Eric, when they were pretty popular. Did you watch them as a kid?
I never saw them on TV, but I had the records. I had their vinyl.
Yeah.
And I know that I went to one of their shows when I was probably 5 or 6 years old. But
yeah.
I can't remember a thing about it. I remember they had a spider web or something and elephants.
He also had elephants. He also remembers he got kicked out.
Well, I was a rowdy 5 year old.
Well, speaking of that, it was Lois who passed away recently. And as I was reading that story, it reminded me when my son Simon was 5, we took him to Sharon, Lois, and Bram here in Ottawa. I think it was at the Congress Center. And I don't remember him ever watching kid shows on TV. He was more of a video game kid. But we took him there, and we had front row seats. And it was a very intimate affair. It was like those, you know, little tin gray chairs. And the Sharon, Lois, and Bram are like maybe 10 feet away from us. So we're sitting there. He's 5 years old. They're 2.5 songs in. He stands up and he yells, "This sucks!" And then proceeded to walk out of the Congress Center. And I thought, I have never been so proud.
So proud.
I thought, man. This kid, I mean, I didn't want to be there. I mean,
I was so bored. And I thought, yes!
No, you must have been so embarrassed.
I was not.
I don't believe that.
Because I was having an argument with my wife about whether or not, you know, he should even be there. So I thought, that's vindication for me.
this sucks.
Oh, man,
and like we're right there. Sharon, Lois, and Bram obviously heard it.
Oh, yeah.
That was the greatest day of my life. It's 7:14, Doc and Woody Show on Shea 106.